Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with you here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 651-989-9226. You can also text the show at 81807. What do you guys think of the U of M and more facilities serving alcohol in expanded areas in the different arenas? This coming from the news that the Gophers are going to turn to alcohol to boost revenue at Williams and Mariucci Arenas. U President Eric Kaler sent a memo to the Board of Regents last week asking the board to permit wine and beer sales to those sitting in general admission at both arenas. Regent approval for the request is necessary before all of this can happen. In his memo, he wrote that he strongly supports expanded sales given the intensely competitive sports entertainment market we have in the Twin Cities and the positive results we have experienced with general seating alcohol sales at TCF Bank Stadium. I'm on board with this and would love to get the reaction of those that attend U of M sporting events or just your general thoughts at 651-989-9226. Text the show at 81807. And I approve of it because I think that this has helped at TCF Bank Stadium. I don't think that expanding the opportunity for people to consume alcohol has negatively affected the experience. Because to me, if you talk about it has negative effects on a person's experience at the stadium or at the arena, then yeah, you have to take a look at it and say, yeah, not so much, because money isn't everything, but we know that money means a whole heck of a lot on a college and university campus. If it's not going to be a negative, if people are going to consume and be responsible, then I have absolutely no issue with it. And it goes to what we talked about a little bit over a week ago in regards to the experience at both Mariucci and Williams of them looking at the attendance and saying that they were going to lower ticket prices. And I approved of that also, because when it comes to the experience and you supporting the University of Minnesota and the athletic programs and the teams, and you want to be a fan, what helps with being a fan and what helps overall is that you know that when you spend your hard-earned money, that when you go, you're going to enjoy your time there, win or lose, right? You're going to enjoy your time there. And for certain individuals, when it comes to sporting events, yes, they want to consume an alcoholic beverage. Now, I don't – typically when I go to a sporting event, I don't drink alcohol. That's just me. But when it comes to the revenue, that's a major uptick for these universities when they're able to sell alcoholic beverages. Now, the request for more drink sales is an attempt to address slumping ticket sales and revenue, which we talked about in regards to the attendance being down, and they're cutting some of the prices for the season tickets when it comes to men's hockey and men's basketball. I'm on board with this. I think that the University of Minnesota needs to continue with it, because this is a trend around the country, okay? The trend around the country is toward more alcohol sales at college sports venues. That's just the trend. And as long as it is not something that is going to be a stain on the university, as long as it's not going to be something negative and it's not going to change the atmosphere overall to being something bad, I'm all for it. 651-989-9226. You can also text the show at 81807. I'd have a different opinion of this if I felt like in the last couple of years going to TCF Bank Stadium that things are just out of control. Like, you tailgate, right? People tailgate in the tailgate lots. So when it comes to men's basketball and you go to Williams Arena, yeah, there's nobody tailgating. But if you're going to have wine or you're going to have alcoholic beverages being sold, let's just go ahead and get that revenue in there and let's have it open in the GA sections. I have no issue with that, none whatsoever. Let's take a phone call from Jerry in Roseville. What's up, Jerry?
Hi, Henry. First of all, do you think it's possible that Warren could be Jalen Myrick's agent?
I don't know.
No, the way that they've regulated it at TCF Bank, I think, is perfect. It's going to really cut down on any possibility of an underage college kid. I mean, they might be able to slip him a beer or two, but that probably would be about it. And, yeah, anything they can do to increase the attendance at Mariucci, it's really a shame, Henry. Part of it, of course, is getting out of the WCHA and into the Big Ten. That hurt quite a bit. Another big part of it is the corporations that invest in the tickets. More often than not, they're not using them, so it just really looks bad whenever the games are on television. But as far as adding beer and wine to Williams and Mariucci, I certainly don't see any drawbacks or any problems with it.
And Jerry, I think that right now, I think that we're all kind of debating this and looking at it, and I think that 10 years from now, people will say, well, what took you so long? You know, it's almost, I don't want to say it's a no-brainer, because everybody should have concerns, especially when it comes to consuming alcohol, mm-hmm. but I think that 10 years from now, people will say, well, they probably should have done that a couple years earlier.
Also, did I hear right that this was the first year at the Final Four where
yep.
they sold beer?
Yep. First time ever the NCAA allowed beer and wine sales at the men's basketball Final Four at U.S. Bank Stadium earlier this month.
Boy, isn't that something?
That is something, yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jerry
have
in
a
Roseville.
Great day.
Yep. The University of Illinois, they just announced plans to sell beer at some venues, including its football stadium, making the Illini the sixth Big Ten school to do so. A decade ago, beer and wine sales were offered by fewer than a dozen college institutions. Less than a dozen a decade ago. It's the trend, and it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is, but to me, it comes down to what's really the priority when it comes to college athletics, and is it creating an entertainment venue that can create revenue for these universities? Is that the main goal, or is there a different goal that involves creating a positive educational environment for students? And
it's the first one that you mentioned.
I know, and I think for opponents of this, they would say, "Hey, we can't have alcohol on campuses and it's encouraging drinking." And I agree with that if our main goal in this is to create an environment that's positive for education, and that's the ultimate goal of these universities. But I think the ship has sailed on that. I think clearly that college athletics are way bigger than that, and it's about entertainment and it's about dollars. And if that's what we're doing, then sure.
But we're talking about two different things, though. You're talking about the educational realm. We're talking about the athletic environment. We're talking about the actual stadiums. So all they're concerned with is generating dollars to go ahead and put it out there for the educational experience. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that I think we're talking about two different things, because this is strictly just within the confines and the realm of an athletic event. And they're let's be honest. Dollar signs. And I have stated that even last week when it came to the ticket sales and them being sluggish and them being down, when it comes to how do you sell those extra seats, you know what? Don't be afraid to go ahead and slash some prices, because I would rather people be in the seats at a lower ticket amount than for the seat to just go empty at a higher amount. That makes no sense, because it helps us as an experience. Like, Williams Arena, Mariucci, is going to be a lot more fun if it's more people there. That's just the way that I evaluate it. But it goes into, what does it come down to? Mm-hmm. Dollars and cents.
That's right. And if the decisions were only being made about, hey, this is an educational institution. Our main goal is to teach young people. And if every decision came from that, then I think this would be a no. But clearly, not every decision is based on that. And there's other factors in entertainment and dollars. And this is the way the Gophers, I think, will go and probably most other schools.
Yep. 651-989-9226. Also, text the show at 81807. Love to get your thoughts, reaction, opinion. Are you on board with this when it comes to the University of Minnesota and its decision to essentially just open it up more in regards to alcohol at college games, specifically when it comes to Mariucci and Williams Arena? We'll take your phone calls. We'll get over, we'll look at your text messages coming up next year on Lake Night and for Chad. All right, welcome back to News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. Before we take a phone call here in just 1 second, we got people texting in regards to the topic of the U of M and the serving of alcohol. 81807, thumbs up on liquor at the U of M. Second text, why not let people have a beer when they're watching their favorite game? They need to sell alcohol at Gopher games. Wow. I don't want to read the second part because, well, they say, how else can we sit and watch poor hockey and other sports? It's kind of negative.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. This one is interesting. This will never happen, nor should it happen. Maybe they should stop televising these games so then people would have to pay to go to a game. That would ruin your college and university if... One of the biggest selling points of the U of M and the Big Ten and any institution to get kids from all over the country to want to come see you is that these games are televised. So that wouldn't make any sense at all. But let's take a quick phone call here from Mary in St. Paul. She has an opinion.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just was listening, and I thought it was interesting how you guys are trying to decide whether these sports are for entertainment or whether the university is supposed to be there for educating the youth. And it just seems like we're leaning way towards the entertainment end of things. And if we're going to start having alcohol served and start treating these events like they're professional events, and you know, we're already treating these young athletes as professionals. We elevate them up. We give them all this attention. We criticize them when they're doing poorly. You know, I think it's time that they should be paid. I think that if this is going to be an entertainment venue, then those student athletes should start getting paid.
I agree with you, Mary. I agree with you because when we talk about the advertising dollars, we talk about the revenue that's being pulled in, they should get a piece of the pie.
Absolutely. And I think it's just terrible, but I think they're being treated very poorly over there for what's demanded of them. And, yeah, if this is going to be a big entertainment venue, then let's start talking about paying those kids.
All right, thanks to the phone call from Mary. She's put a twist on it. That's a different perspective. She says, hey, you know, I have no issue with the alcohol sales, but if we're going to go that route, then the other conversation that goes in line with that, because we're talking about entertainment, right? We're talking about being entertained and sitting down with our favorite beer or wine or whatever and watching these athletes play. Then let's talk about the revenue and start divvying up that money so that they can get something along with that. Now, there's always going to be those individuals that will say, you know what, they got a scholarship. That's fine. But that does not even equate to when you're talking about the amount of revenue and the amount of dollars that universities are making off Zion. And what he did at Duke, I know he's going to be the number one pick. We get that. We understand that. All right, he's earned that. But how much revenue did he create for the NCAA this year and Duke University? It's got to be staggering. It's crazy to think of how much money he raised. All right, coming up, we will get into today's top headlines. Also, it's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call us for a free home improvement estimate on windows and insulation. It is 1:32, but we'll get to today's top headlines coming up next year on Lake Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.